Welcome to this podcast about Lax Qualams and Port Simpson in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Lax Qualams is a Tsimshian community on Port Simpson, an embayment on the eastern coast of Chatham Sound between Fluin Point to the north and Finlayson Island to the south, about 76 miles southeast of Ketchikan and 18 miles north-northwest of Prince Rupert, British Columbia. The name Lax Qualams derives from Laxagualams, meaning place of the wild roses. It is an ancient camping spot of the Gispaxlowats tribe, one of nine Tsimshian tribes of the lower Skeena River that are now resident at Lax Qualams. Port Simpson roughly aligns with the eastern coastal shear zone and is formed by rocks representing the western metamorphic belt, part of the northwest-southeast trending coast mountains, characterized by four longitudinal belts resulting from the accretion of tectonic terrains. This group of metamorphic rocks includes limestone and dolomite marble, metasedimentary rocks dominated by quartz-rich schists, and interlayered felsic and mafic metavolcanic rocks that locally include pillow lava. The Coast Tsimshian are distinguished among three divisions based on historical seasonal settlement locations. One division comprised the Gitwalksabai and Gitwilgutes, whose summer and winter territories were both on the coast. A second division consisted of groups with summer villages along the lower Skeena and winter villages on the coast, including the Gitzaxwau, who had a summer location on the Extall River, Gitzis on the Kayaks River, Gitlayan near the Zimagotits River, Ginaksangik at the Ekshamsix River, Ginadoiks at Ginadoiks River, Gitondo at the Ekstu River, Gilutsau, and Gispaxlowats near Shames River. A third division comprised the Kitselis and the Kitsumkalum, whose summer and winter territories were on the Skeena River near Kitselis Canyon, upstream from the present-day community of Terrace. In 1831, to undermine American dominance of the maritime fur trade, the Hudson's Bay Company set up a trading post near the mouth of the Nass River called Fort Simpson after Captain Emilius Simpson. In 1834, the post was moved to the Tsimshian Peninsula, about halfway between the Nass River and the Skeena River, and renamed Port Simpson. This became the central trading point for a large region, and a community soon developed surrounding the post, now known as Lax Qualams, which today is the largest of seven Tsimshian village communities in Canada. Lax Qualams is a remote village whose economy is heavily dependent on natural resource extraction. In the 19th century, the Hudson's Bay Company introduced the Tsimshian to wage labor and forestry work. Missionary intervention toward the century's end established sawmills that employed Tsimshian as laborers. During the first decades of the 20th century, their labor involved beachcombing for timber, hand logging, and wage labor in the mills. These activities were usually combined with commercial fishing and subsistence food gathering. The first salmon cannery was built on the Skeena River in 1876. During the next eight decades, almost 40 cannery sites were developed and later abandoned on the north coast of the mainland. While Tsimshian people provided the bulk of the labor and fish for these canneries during the industry's early era, they were steadily displaced and replaced as producers and workers. By the 20th century, Tsimshian fishermen were forced out of the industry at higher rates than non-indigenous fishermen, and participation in the fisheries in some villages dropped from 100% in the 1970s to 29% by the early 1990s. First Nations on the British Columbia North Coast faced dozens of major industrial development proposals, including both crude oil and liquefied natural gas pipelines and associated tanker traffic. A natural gas liquefaction and export facility was planned for development near Lax Qualams, but despite the potential employment opportunities, the project was canceled when Lax Qualams rejected a $1 billion benefit package due to potential environmental impacts on salmon habitat. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.